So I'd really like to give you a personal example of how I've tried to work on my own emotional intelligence. What we know about emotional intelligence is that if we actually do assessment on emotional intelligence, we all have areas that are stronger and areas that are weaker. And that's certainly true for me too. As I've become more aware of emotional intelligence, I've been really making an intentional effort to try to improve the areas that I struggle with more. And so what I've done is I've tried to use an area that is stronger for me to help build up an area that is a little bit weaker. So if we look at emotional intelligence, one of the areas that we often talk about is the area of stress management and how we handle stress. And one of the sub-areas in that is optimism and the ability to be optimistic. And I actually feel like that's an area of strength for me. I've always been a cup half full person. I try to see the good side of things. I try to believe and I that things are going to work out, and they generally do. So I see optimism as something that I'm actually pretty strong in. But I also have recognized, interestingly, that actually managing my stress and my stress tolerance has been an area that's been challenging for me at times. And so what I've been intentional in doing is using my optimism to build my stress tolerance. There's a really wonderful YouTube video by a psychologist named Kelly McGonigal, and she talks about a study on stress. Where it looks at, we've all learned for a very long time that stress is bad for us and it can create all kinds of physical health problems and mental health problems. And she actually talks about a really interesting study that was done out of Harvard University, where that was actually shown to not necessarily be true, that stress is not necessarily bad for you. What it depends on is how you view stress. So if you're feeling stressed and you're thinking like, oh my goodness, I've got to calm down, I'm going to get a heart attack, my heart's pounding, this isn't good for me, I can't take this, I'm going to get a headache, I'm exhausted, all those kinds of messages are going through your head, then actually the research would suggest that stress is not going to be very, it's not going to be very healthy for you. But if I can actually use my optimism, my belief that things are going to work out, and if I can actually then talk to myself when I notice my heart rate is elevating, or that I'm feeling a bit anxious because of a stressful situation, if I can use my optimism to talk to myself to say, this is just me getting ready, to accomplish this task. This is all going to work out. I just need to breathe and get through this, and it's going to be good. I need to be patient and believe that if I give this a little bit of time, I'm going to do an awesome job. So this stress feelings that I'm having are actually helping me to prepare to do a really good and competent job. And so for me, that's been a bit of a shift in my thinking and a way in which that I've been able to use optimism to actually build my stress tolerance and hopefully overall become a more emotionally intelligent person.